Good morning. I started writing this sermon late last year. We had just finished celebrating Christmas and the miraculous birth of our Savior Jesus Christ. A part of nearly every Christmas season is the exchanging of gifts. Would you agree? I hope everyone here this morning got a gift last Christmas that they really wanted. And they're still enjoying and using that gift regularly today. Did any of you take that gift and rewrap it, put it up on the shelf in your closet, never to be used or enjoyed? Anybody do that? That sounds like a ridiculous idea, doesn't it? If that example sounds familiar, I think Mike used it in January of this year, but I thought of it first. No, really not. But if it does sound familiar, it should. But I will ask again, do we not open or do we ignore gifts ever? How about spiritual gifts? Oh, that's a different story, huh? Thank you, Debbie, for reading that scripture. Ephesians 4, 11 to 16. I'll read it again, because that's what we do. It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for the works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is the Christ. From him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. Did you get that last sentence? As each part does its work. So which of those gifts that were listed in these verses do you believe God gave you? Think about that. Do you think God gave you any spiritual gift? Because he did, for sure. Do you want to put your gift up on the shelf in your closet and never, ever use it? I already said that was ridiculous, but why do we do that? I wonder if some of us are just not using the gifts that God has given us for his glory. Do you have any excuses? I'm going to call out a few. And always when I preach, if I'm pointing at you, I'm pointing at least three fingers back at me, okay? So don't be offended, unless you choose to. But I'd rather you weren't. You ever think you're too busy? Do you ever think you're too old? Yeah. Or too young? Too young? Too involved in other things? Okay, if you think you're too old, let me give you a couple examples. How old do you think Moses was when God asked him to bring his people out of Egypt? 80. Any 80-year-olds in here? Close. Don't. How old was the Apostle John when he wrote Revelation? Probably 90, if not a little more than 90. Any 90-year-olds in here? Okay, think you're too young. How old was Timothy when he became Paul's understudy? Now, so this might let a few of you off the hook, because I think he was 20. But Timothy had already proven himself in his upbringing so that Paul would actually seek him out. He had been influenced by his mother and grandmother and was in the Word as a very young person. So it doesn't let you out. Sorry. 1 Timothy 4:12. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, in purity. That's not just for Timothy. That's for us. How about you think you're too busy? Jay, you didn't say anything that time. Do you ever see any evidence in God's Word where any of the servants in the Bible were too busy to do what God asked them to do? What God blessed them with? The gifts that God had given them to use for His glory? You can look all you want. You're not going to find that. It's just not there. Romans 12, 6 to 8. The Apostle Paul is telling the Romans and us about spiritual gifts from a little different perspective. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man has the gift of prophecy, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it's teaching, let him teach. If it's encouraging, let him encourage. If it's contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it's leadership, let him govern diligently. If it's showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. So let's review some of those gifts. Prophecy, serving, teaching, encouraging, contributing, leadership, mercy. Any of those ring a bell for you? I hope so. So again, I ask, and I ask you to ask yourself, which of these and how many of those gifts God has graced you with? Have you ever considered it? We each have spiritual gifts. No one's been left out. Each of us has at least one. Is it going to be the one that we chose for ourselves? Probably not. Maybe not. God has just given us what we need and what He wants us to have. And God doesn't make mistakes. He knew we'd all be here this morning. He's brought us all into the family of God. It wasn't by accident. It was on purpose. And it was for a purpose. Every one of us can do something to help make this body of believers even better. And if that happens, and when that happens, I shouldn't say if, when that happens, we'll reach more in our community for Christ. Amen? Amen. 1 Corinthians 12, 12-20. The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts. And though all of its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. For we are all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we're all given the one Spirit to drink. Now the body is not made up of one part, but of many. If the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I don't belong to the body, it would not be for reason cease to be part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has arranged the parts of the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. It's not just talking about the human body. It's talking about the body of Christ. Us. Paul is telling us that the human body can't function well if all of its parts don't work together. And comparing that human body to a body of believers, the same thing is true. If we don't function well and we don't work together as a unit, it's not going to work out very well. Everyone is an important part of the church, the body of Christ. Everyone. No one gets left out. No one was not given a spiritual gift to use. No one's left out. You can leave yourself out, but it doesn't help what Christ put you here for. Further in 1 Corinthians, going on from 1 Corinthians 12, 27 to 30, now you are part of the body of Christ, and each one of you is part of it. And in the church, God has appointed, first of all, apostles, second, prophets, third, teachers, then workers of miracles, and those who have been given gifts of healing, those able to help others, those with gifts of administration, and those speaking in different kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? But eagerly desire the greater gifts. Again, a list of gifts and how they are to interact. Christians have different gifts. And no one gift should be expected by everyone. It doesn't work that way. But everyone does have that gift. And it came from God. And it wasn't given to you to not use. I'm blasting through this, aren't I? Every one of us is a part of the body of Christ. When every part of in our own body does its job, our bodies function well and we stay healthy. When every part of Christ's body does its job, which in my opinion is using your gifts, the spiritual gifts you were given, Christ's body, the church, us as a group, function well, stay healthy, bring glory to God. Isn't that our purpose? If enough of us fail to use these gifts that God has graced us with, then this whole body will suffer. And we fail to accomplish what God intended for us as individuals and as a group. So, is this body healthy? This church body? I think so. Very healthy. I've been pleasantly surprised. I'm not surprised when God's people come together and do things for his glory. But it is a pleasant surprise to see so many people step up and do things in this body. I've been in this church for a long time. 60 or so years. And this church body hasn't always functioned like we do today. We can pat ourselves on the back for that. But don't get too cool about it. Because then we'll go, oh my, then I don't have to do that. Somebody else is doing it. There's always something in this body to do to make it function even better. And each of us are part of it. We can't all be ears or eyes, or for that matter, we can't all be prophets or evangelists or, well, we can. We probably all can be evangelists when I think about it. We can use the gifts that we were given. We're never too young. We're never too old. And for goodness sake, we're never too busy. We just think we are. We're going to continue to be the healthy body of Christ that we are. We need to all be involved. And so many of you already are. But we can probably look around and see something that maybe would function even better if we helped out. Because what goes on in here on a Sunday morning is only part of it, as you all, I'm sure, are aware. There's a lot that goes into this body functioning. And it's not just what we do here on Sunday morning. So we have six other days of the week that we can be serving God in other ways. And it doesn't always have to be within these four walls. As a matter of fact, it shouldn't be. We have a job to do. We have a responsibility to serve God the way that He intended for us when He gifted us in the way that He did. So I was rude in Sunday school last week, not anticipating that I would get to preach this quickly. But I said, I'm gonna tell you, and you need to step up. Well, kind of talking to the choir, because this group has already stepped up. I can't hardly see anyone in here that hasn't already stepped up. But so I'll ask you to step up some more. Make this body function even at a higher level than it does. Use your gifts. Don't put them on a shelf. And we will continue to praise God for what He has given us and the life of Jesus that He gave us that saves us. Will you pray with me? God, I just thank You for this day. Thank You for the opportunity we each have to be in Your house. And I thank You especially for Jesus Christ and for His sacrifice for each of us. And I just pray if there's anyone here this morning that would like to know more about Jesus, I just ask that they would come forward, speak to one of the elders, and just let us surround them with the love that You have given them, and so that You can reveal to them the gifts that they have. We just ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.